We are joined in the studio now by Chapel Hill resident Randy B. Young, who is also an author, and his latest book, And the Stars Flew With Us, is a memoir on the absurdity and elegance of the great American road trip. Randy, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, and thanks to WCHL.
Glad to have you here. Like, I always love to talk literature, and especially when there's such a clear local connection. So could you tell us briefly, I guess, about the book in general to start with?
Absolutely. It revolves around the remembrance and the memory and trying to reclaim the memory of my father, who passed away on Christmas Eve in 2017. He had the local connection is that he had met my mother at Kessing Pool right on campus in 1950, married her in 1954 right at the back chapel at the University Baptist Church, and I read the eulogy, composed the eulogy, and the minister there at the time was Reverend Mitch Simpson, and he said I need to write. He was trying to compel me to write. He said my father would want me to write, so I was on a mission from God, apparently. but I thank him for giving me the motivation. And my father had passed of dementia, so he really wasn't himself for the final 5 years. He was living with my mother, but I don't know that they recognized each other across the room in assisted living. And when I spread his ashes, I went on a trip basically to seek out the places where I remembered him best and where he was at his most vital. And really what this does is chronicles that trip to spread his ashes, and also the remembrances that brought him fresh-faced back into my life. I don't think any time we go on a trip we're the same people that left. And I certainly re-enlivened. I certainly it was a catharsis, and I decided to tell those stories about his life and our life in the car, where he was steering. He was the composer.
So you knew you were going to write the book when you went on the trip?
I had thought so. I just kind of jotted down notes as I went along. The trip is basically the framing story, and that each essay digresses and talks a little bit about one memory or his life or something that brought back the memories of him, like I said, at his most vital.
Do you have a favorite location from the book?
We tried to save money quite often, and we wouldn't like stay in these hotels. We would try to elude traffic by going off in the middle of the nights. My father, my family, spent vacationed for about 24 years up north. So we were just kind of boomeranging back and forth. I was a child of I-95. So the Maryland house had some great memories. It's just kind of this Casablanca-like town that everybody, heading north or heading south basically stops there right between, right near Baltimore. I'm not really sure where it was, but south of Washington, it was just pitch black when we were there. And, that's basically where the name of the book comes from, which is, I don't know how we ever survived, but we had no seat belts in the back seat. We folded seats down and we would sleep in the back and just look up at the sky.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. So, When you went on this road trip and you were kind of revisiting the spots, did you feel like you learned more about your father or about yourself by going on such a purposeful pilgrimage?
Absolutely. I went to visit his family and they told all kinds of stories, but I think where my father was an educator, he was a physical education instructor. He got his master's here at Carolina. He went back and got his master's, where he taught and where he coached and where he coached me myself. I was a runner, and he coached myself in football as a freshman in high school and throughout high school as a runner of varsity track. you know, that face, you know, of my father that was so familiar and so kind and so robust and vital, that face re-emerged, I think, out of the, you know, from behind the mask of antipsychotics and belligerence and dementia and you know, confusion. So I was left at the very end of the trip, I think. I don't want to ruin it or anything, but like I said, we certainly are, we are far different, and my images of my father are, you know, far different, brighter, and more positive than the ones I left on the trip with.
Excellent. I actually have one more question. I'm curious, did you have any road trip books that you kind of thought about while you were reading this, or reread that you read while you were writing this? Because road trip book is kind of this fascinating little subgenre in American literature.
I kind of like the style. Somewhere between Dave Barry and Bill Bryson, you know, who you know, had this kind of, I mean, despite the fact that this is, you know, a heavy topic, and I don't make light of dementia, what I do is I try and find the person that I knew, rediscover the person that I knew prior to dementia, and this helped. Somebody had mentioned that in a review that this was somewhere between Frank DeFord and Mitch Albom.
Pretty good company to be in.
Yeah, sure would be nice.
Yes. So I wonder if you have a passage that you could read.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this kind of explains a little bit about, you know, that period of darkness somewhere between, you know, Potomac Mills and south of Washington. You know, we would wake up for the Baltimore Tunnel and we would scream for our father to honk. You know, it would be about 2 o'clock in the morning. That was about an hour after the Maryland House. And we, you know, we would wake up to see the Washington Monument like a ghost out in the distance. But then it was, you know, we would crash. And, you know, it was always tough to get back to sleep, you know, particularly if there was a light in the sky. But in that darkness, you know, whether it was the Dodge Dart that's featured on the cover, the Carolina Blue, by the way, Dodge Dart, then we got a Cornet Custom, and the windows were sloped inward at the top. So when they put down this pallet, this pad in the back, my brother Steve and I would just lay back and look up at the wind, you know, look up at the sky. And here's a passage that kind of explains that. Dawn was undeniable when it finally came. Light poured in from every window, and my brother and I would resist it until we stirred and groggily begged for breakfast. But through the deep of night, everywhere was inky blackness, where distant porch lights or small town street lights would occasionally streak by like shooting stars. The glow of distant cities would cast silos and steeples and ghostly silhouettes. But above us, through the glass and into the depth of night, stars hung motionless out in all that cold. A single mile or 1,000 would not change our perspective on the universe. But for a few moments on the dreamy edge of sleep, there was a sense that stars were along for the ride. We couldn't outrun them if they wanted to. They flew with us as surely as if they knew the way. For all our speed, the constellations would not come unhinged. All was right in the heavens, and we fell asleep, bundled up, warm and safe in that confidence.
Randy B. Young is our guest. The book is And the Stars Flew With Us, and I think we got a good sense of where the title of the book came from right there.
I just want to thank WCHL and yourself in allowing, you know, this opportunity to thank Bob Kern and Tips Publishing, Technical Publishing in Carrboro, and just to remind any listeners that this is available. The book is available for resale at This and That Gift Boutique in Carrboro, and also on Amazon under the title or under my name, either way. You can also check out my website. There's a blog at www.randybyoung.com.
Chapel Hill author Randy B. Young has been our guest. Randy, thanks for being here.
Thank you.